Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You might remember on yesterday's programme, we were chatting to James about his issues with inheritance tax.
The position is my wife and I were both in our mid-50s, and we've recently given some thought to our wills. And we believe that we're being discriminated against as we don't have children. And we also believe that this discrimination applies to all single people without children. In terms of the current inheritance tax thresholds.
A lot of people got in touch, actually, after they heard James' story yesterday afternoon. One of those is Andrew McCann. You might know Andrew as author of Know Your Rights. But Andrew, you emailed in. You might explain your situation.
Yes, thanks, Andrew. I suppose I was listening with interest, and I'm not an accountant, just to make that perfectly clear. I suppose in my situation, taking it from a personal point of view, looking at my own situation, a number of years ago, 11 years ago, my first wife died and we had no children. And I suppose I was lucky enough to find love again and marry again. But my wife has five children, children from her previous marriage. And I suppose in the eyes of the law, obviously, you know, I am nothing to them directly. Mm. A step parent is a funny one. There's no clear definition that I can see. From a point of view, you know, when the children were younger, I became guardian of the children, but guardianship finishes at 18. So at 18, I'm no longer their guardian. So I suppose the concern for me is, having no biological children of my own and being now married, you know, in one sense, this sounds terrible, but if I was to die first, it would make it a lot easier for my wife, because then the inheritance would go to my wife and her children. But if if anything else happened, God forbid, if anything happened to her before me, it would leave me in a lot of difficult situation.
Because these tragic situations are now both at the same time, and that
could cause great difficulty. So from a point of view for me is, you know, although the children now are part of my life and living in the home, you know, the definition of stepchildren, and we talked about the fact that succession law is in there. But succession law, Andrea, goes back to the 1960s when Charlie Haughey set it up. And the inheritance tax system, you know, has to be fundamentally reformed. I was listening to your piece yesterday about, obviously, people who don't have any children at all and maybe have a special friend or a nephew or a niece. Mm. So I suppose, you know, I would call myself a parent because I'm a parent to the children. They're in my life.
And have been for a number of years, for less than 11 years,
obviously, when I married again and they came into my life and lived in the home. And that's a concern for me, because I think it's not very clear for people out there, the concerns about stepchildren, how they're defined in law, you know, how they're treated in law. You know, I suppose we talk about, you know, we also talk about cohabiting couples, how they're not seen in the inheritance system. You know, they're seen as strangers. We've now the situation yesterday of couples who don't have children, who have nieces and nephews or special friends who are seen as no relation to them. So I suppose it brings up the whole point that the inheritance tax system needs to be fundamentally reformed now, especially taking into account blended families and situations like that. And even the tax system has fundamental flaws, Andrea, that, you know, the tax system is very clear. It sees you as single or married, whereas the welfare system sees cohabiting couples the same as married couples from an assessment of income and from that point of view. So there's fundamental anomalies in the whole system when we talk about welfare, we talk about tax, and we talk about inheritance and succession.
Now, bow to your knowledge on this, Andrew. I know you're not an accountant, but you're very familiar with the consumer rights laws and legislation, and obviously through your book, Know Your Rights.
Yeah.
I understood that step or foster children were included as part of one of the A, B or C tax thresholds.
Yeah, I suppose adopted children is very clear, Andrea, because adopted, then they become the legal parent. Foster children are very clear in the system as well. But my concern is, and I suppose this is where the difficulty I have, is that how do you define a stepchild or a stepparent? What are the parameters? And although it may be discussed in tax laws, I suppose for a normal Joe Bloggs and a normal person listening, you know, from my understanding, there's no clear definition, you know, I suppose when the clock starts or the clock ends. And, you know, in maybe in these situations, there is a clause in the tax system for step children. But I suppose my concern is, you know, is a definition of it and giving some reassurances to parents and families and fathers and mothers who are involved there. You know, getting into the depths, and as I said, I'm not an accountant, so I'm not getting that speciality. But I'm saying that there is a definition in there. But I suppose I'm concerned for families and parents and people like myself. When does the clock start? When does the clock end? What if there's a challenge? What if the tax system or revenue question it? How can you prove it? And these sort of things. And I suppose I'm looking for some reassurance for parents and people out there in those situations.
Yeah, so Group A now being the highest threshold, and it's moved from 335,000 you can inherit before you pay tax to 400 in the budget on Tuesday. And Group A does include a stepchild or an adopted child. But I suppose your issue is that, like, you know, presumably you want your children in this case to fall into Category A and not Category C, which is 20,000 euro.
Yes, and I suppose, you know, it's raising the bigger question and wider question, Andrea, about anomalies in the tax system, anomalies in the succession system, anomalies in the welfare system that really, you know, the welfare system goes back to the late 70s. It's been tinkered and changed on the edges, but there hasn't been any fundamental reform from my viewpoint. So I suppose it's this bigger question on the back of the conversation you had yesterday, you know, what people would want, I'm sure, is clarity on, you know, whether they're protected or not, what categories they fall into, when does the clock start or stop, are they covered or not covered, and that information should be made more readily available and more clearer to people.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
The point was made yesterday as well, and I'm sure you probably heard our tax expert on that, Andrew, talking about, you know, the fact that, like, we have the same-sex marriage referendum, the entire definition of the family, as the Constitution would have known it from years back, has obviously changed an awful lot in Ireland, and that's a good thing in the last decade. But it appears that the tax system hasn't caught up with it. Why is nobody shouting about this?
I don't know. I've been shouting for a long time, and the tax system is very clear. You know, it defines it. You have a number of categories. You have single, you have married, you now have, I suppose, you know, gay marriage, which previously was under civil partnership, but now that rule is placed, that's married. Then you have widowed, and you have parenting alone. And I suppose in the parenting alone point of view, from a tax point of view, I suppose that's the primary parent and there are tax credits assigned to it. But, you know, we have also seen with the recent court case, Andrea, about the widow's pension and the issue about that case, that, you know, the case that in primarily the system was built around married widows, and the major court case was about couples living together for many years. And when is the clock? There's no you know, clarity or definition in relation to rights of couples in non-married situations. So, you know, everything works seems to be in a silo and sometimes not connected to each other.
Listeners wondering, and look, I don't expect you to answer this, or I don't want to inquire too much, but listeners just making the point, we'll say, for instance, in Andrew's situation, would his stepchildren not inherit or have inherited from their biological dad? Somebody just wondering how that might be addressed.
No, well, he's still alive, so it's not a, I mean, he's maybe not in their life, but, you know, he's still their biological father, and obviously he could inherit from them.
But
I'm
no,
just thinking about my situation.
Of course. Nolan Dublin makes the point, I got cut off from my father's will, and two of my siblings got his estate. They have no kids, so now in the future the tax man is going to get his cut, as the threshold will be from sibling to sibling. I just don't think it's fair. Darren and Tip says, I think the whole thing's very simple. You're treated one way if the government's taken the money from you, and very differently if they're giving it to you. I don't know how accurate that is, but there you go. Andrew, is there anything you can do about this? Like, I mean, you're somebody that's very aware of consumer rights and where people stand, and I suppose typically directing people where to go. Is it just that a politician yet hasn't made enough noise about this?
Well, I think yes. I think... You know, I suppose we talk about, you mentioned very clearly yesterday, you know, having a will, making a will, getting legal advice is very important. But I suppose for normal listeners and everybody out there, this sort of stuff should be readily available, easy to understand, and sometimes the definitions of tax laws and succession laws may not be easy to translate into simple language, or it's not readily available. I do fundamentally think it is time for reform of succession legislation, which was built, as you said, purely on bloodlines, and that's the way it was built. You know, that's the way back in the 1800s, 1700s from UK law. But inheritance now needs to be fundamentally reformed.
Well, those lines, as you mentioned,
definitions of families, exactly,
have very, very much changed. Andrew McCann, author of Know Your Rights. Andrew, thanks a million for sharing your experience with us on the programme. Some people might think, oh, maybe there hasn't been any change to the tax threshold changes, as Andrew and James yesterday mentioned, because perhaps it doesn't affect a lot of people. I can tell you from the response we had to this yesterday, it affects a lot more than you think. Like, we've a lot more, I suppose, if you want to use the phrase, blended families in Ireland now over the past decade, and a lot of people going to be affected by this. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.